Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
It's 8:32. It's Wednesday, the 3rd of March, and as Dean DeVore said earlier this morning, we don't have to be jealous of those people who are down in Jupiter because we have an absolutely beautiful day for us in store here. Good morning, Amy Marks-Gores.
Good morning, Debbie.
Yeah, he says we might hit 70 degrees. He's not ruling it out.
I love it.
I know.
I will take it. Soak it up.
You know, this is when the weather is nice and I open up the windows in my house, I always think to myself, and I know I must be weird because nobody else ever says this, but how come when you open the windows in your house, you get that really wonderful fresh air smell, but it doesn't smell like that outside? So what is it about when the air comes in your house that it has that very specific fresh air smell, but it doesn't smell like that outside?
You know, that's a good point. And I would even say this. So you open up the windows, the fresh air comes in your house, it smells so good. And then you think, if I spend all day outside, I will come in smelling fresh, like a summer breeze. But you don't. Your clothes stink.
Yeah, then
which is weird.
Yeah. Then you smell like outside sweaty, and that's no good either.
Exactly.
I don't know. It's a mystery. Maybe Michael Kelly can solve it for us. Good morning, Michael.
You guys are going to talk to me this morning. Good morning. Sounds like it's time for you to get some like a room scent or something at your house there, Debbie, because I think what's happening when you open the windows is it's blowing out the normal smell.
Oh, I'm allergic to fragrance, so unfortunately I can't do that.
Really?
I know, I'm
so
allergic
I'm
to everything.
I'm obsessed with eucalyptus mint.
Mm.
And so I have candles, my body wash is eucalyptus mint, the whole bit.
Wow.
I'm obsessed with that smell.
Well, that's good to know for gift giving time.
Yes, that'd be great. Hey, by the way,
speaking of gifts,
gift giving, I should tell you that today is John Hancock's birthday.
I know. We gave him a big birthday shout out and then he called to thank us. So he was listening this morning. He did.
Well, yesterday I humbled him by killing him on the pool table. And, you know, John fancies himself as a pool expert. And the person who's never played pool in their life, I sent him home to start his 57th year humbled.
Well, that wasn't nice. You could have at least let him win on his birthday.
What's the matter with you? He's winning enough. He's a Republican in Missouri.
Well, that is a good point.
Well, and humility, I think that's just, it's a beautiful quality. So really, Michael gave John a gift.
Oh,
the
there.
The gift of humility.
You see, this is why I agree to sit in for Charlie Brennan.
Well, speaking of humility and Republicans, the advantage, I guess, of yesterday's new system for the primary was that you didn't have to pull a Republican or Democratic ballot. If you wanted to vote for a Republican, and there was one in the race yesterday, you could. Andrew Jones came in fourth out of four candidates, though. It was Tashara Jones, the city's treasurer, against Alderwoman Kara Spencer. They were the top two candidates. Actually, when I was going to bed last night, Lewis Reed was in second place, and then I woke up this morning and Kara was in second place. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jones led with almost 57% of voters picking her, 46% of picking Spencer. And by the way, just because this is a new system, I read that this morning on the air for the first time, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's 103%. And then Lewis Reed and Andrew Jones got votes too. This isn't. You can vote for way more than one person. Okay, never mind.
Right.
It's confusing. But Amy, any surprises here?
I don't think so. I mean, I was watching the numbers along with, I think, a lot of people last night, and Tishara Jones, not a surprise to see her ahead. I know that some of the political battling was between Spencer and Reid, and you're right, Reid was up for a bit, but then Kara Spencer really jumped ahead. I think the approval voting is really interesting because it does completely change the dynamics for April 6th, and what you have now is you have two very progressive women running to be mayor of the city of St. Louis, and I'm not sure what to expect on April 6th.
Michael, what are you expecting?
I'm excited. First of all, we're going to have our second female mayor, which is awesome. Following Lyda Crewson, we're going to have another female mayor. That's number one. Number two is that there is a sea change that's happened in the city of St. Louis and inside the Democratic Party as it relates to the city. And progressive policies have won the voters' support. And, you know, we're going to see some new directions in the city of St. Louis. And, hey, for a city that seems to always do things the way we always have, Maybe some change is a good thing. And I'm looking forward to hopefully some positive outcomes.
All right. Let's talk about, I don't know if this is a positive outcome or not, but I think the St. Louis County Council has rivaled the Board of Aldermen, maybe eclipsed the Board of Aldermen in the city when it comes to drama of late. And the legal battle has ended now officially. Well, maybe not officially, but legally anyway, over the leadership of the St. Louis County Council. A judge ruled that Rita Days is the chair and Mark Harder is vice chair, and it's not Lisa Clancy and Ernie Trakas. Was that a good ruling by the judge, Michael?
Well, it's obvious. The judge could count. There were four people who voted for Rita Days or who wanted to vote for Rita Days and three that voted for Lisa Clancy. Of course, they had a vote that the judge said was illegal. Look, this, what a horrible waste of money and resources. By the way, this isn't their own money. This is your money, the taxpayers' money. We've got a bunch of kindergartners out there in the county council that are fighting with each other, and we're having to use our tax dollars to put them in their separate playpens. It's silly.
Right, and you have to ask, who wrote this charter? You know, why was it written with so much ambiguity? And the judge decided that the way it was written, and it didn't provide a practical way for an elected successor to cut off an incumbent's right to hold over, which would then violate the Missouri Constitution's prohibition against a term longer than 4 years. So as Michael pointed out, it seemed like it was a decision based on math, but the ambiguity in this charter caused a lot of drama and cost a lot of money.
Could you imagine had Mitch McConnell, right before Joe Biden and the Democrats were sworn in, decided that they were going to hold the leadership vote for the Senate? Of course not. It's common sense. You do it with the new people who were elected. Unfortunately, this has been almost 2.5 months of wasted effort at St. Louis County at a time where, guys, we've got some serious issues that need to be dealt with. So I'm hopeful that all sides are going to put this behind them and that they're going to reclaim their moniker as somewhat of a rational government. Because you're right, Debbie. They're making the city Board of Aldermen look like a walk in the park.
Well, we have round two of OT on the way, and there is someone who is dipping his toe back in the political waters. We'll get to that next. It's 8:40. It's 8:43. Start me up. It's Michael Kelly, Amy Marks-Kors. I'm Debbie Monterey. And Michael, I think you and John Hancock and I discussed this topic last Friday. We were talking about politics, and I just mentioned, what do you think about Eric Greitens jumping back in the race for Senate because he's clearly wanting to run for something? And then sure enough, he was on our sister station 97.1 earlier this, actually yesterday or the day before, and pretty much making the case that he's going to challenge Roy Blunt. Not, he hasn't made the official announcement, but do you see a path where Greitens is able to beat Blunt in a primary?
Yeah, I'm all tied up on this one.
it took me half a second.
Anything's possible inside the Republican Party these days, and in particular in Missouri. I just don't see Eric Greitens as an effective leader because of what we've all been through in this state. And so many Republicans have been on the record in opposition to him. Even if he won the primary, I'm not sure he'd be able to consolidate support behind him. I'll renew my motion that I continue to make every time the man's name comes up, which is, won't you just go away?
You know, it's interesting because Greitens was criticizing Roy Blunt for failing to adequately support former President Donald Trump. He said that, unfortunately, these are Greitens' words, unfortunately, Roy Blunt has been out siding with Mitch McConnell. He's been criticizing the President of the United States over what happened on January 6th, and he's been criticizing the President, meaning former President of the United States, for not coming to Joe Biden's inauguration. Yes, Roy Blunt hanging out with that rhino socialist Mitch McConnell, quite the traitor. I find it a bit bizarre that that's the attack that he's going for with Roy Blunt, that he's been siding with Mitch McConnell. I don't want to make a joke out of it. I'm fed up with politicians like Eric Greitens, but Temptation Island, that show is being renewed on, I think it's Fox, and I feel like that might be a better fit. You know, it's for very fit people on an island, and it's kind of a salacious show where you try to tempt someone, I guess, into infidelity. But maybe Temptation Island would be a better fit.
Very interesting. You should propose that.
There was that local dentist who was on Temptation Island. Maybe they could talk.
I think that, to your point, Amy, about the comments that Greitens has made, perhaps he's counting on the fact that he could get the attention of Trump, and with his blessing, he will then, you know, have the Trump coronation or whatever and the seal of approval, and that would be enough to tip the scales for him in Missouri.
Yes, I mean, it could be. There is a rift in the GOP, and it's those who are going to climb the hill that Trump has a future, and there are those who are moving on, and I personally hope it's the latter for the majority of the GOP.
All right, any further thoughts, Michael, or you want to move on?
No, I love it when the Republicans have a food fight, so I'll sit and be an observer.
All right, well, we've been feeling like there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We have, even though the vaccine rollout in Missouri has been, more vaccines are on the way. The Johnson & Johnson one is approved. COVID numbers, positive numbers are down. Hospitalizations are down. So things are feeling good. But experts are saying it could turn back around. Texas and I believe Mississippi have moved already to say no mask mandate. And people are like, woohoo, we're free. And health experts are saying it's too soon. Is it too soon, Michael?
Well, it seems awfully selfish, right? I mean, we're so close. I saw today that close to 50% of 65-year-olds now have gotten at least one of the vaccinations in our country. I mean, we're so close here. Why they're pulling the trigger so soon really is, it's selfish, to be honest with you. And I just worry about what it ultimately does to all of us. We are almost there. We are so close to having this behind us. And what I'm afraid now with Texas moving forward is you're going to get a guy like Governor Parson, who, you know, is trying to always find a way to be as backward as possible, who's going to wind up following this. And that just scares me. We're so close. This is such a selfish move. We're about a month and a half away from this. Why are they doing it now?
You know, I always feel like, you know, there's more to a story than a headline, and I don't live in Texas, and every state kind of has its own understanding of how the people operate, and especially when it comes to COVID and what's mandated and what's not mandated, we've certainly seen what we projected to be disasters not turn out that way at all. You know, Ron DeSantis in Florida, my goodness, had criticism heaped upon him. But when you look at the numbers in Florida versus California or New York, where the measures for COVID lockdowns have been much more draconian. I mean, in Florida, they've been going to Disney World and going out to dinner. The numbers aren't that different. And so with Texas, I don't think the announcement was stop wearing masks. I think the announcement was that the government is no longer, the state is not going to force these mask mandates and force businesses to close to a certain degree. I do know that one stipulation, for instance, difference is a local government can't force a business to close its capacity by more than 50%. So that would lead me to believe that local governments could still have restaurants or businesses operate at 50%. So I think my guess is that Texas is going to rely on more voluntary compliance at this point.
Yeah, but here's the practical problem with that. A lot of these major corporations have imposed nationwide restrictions. We've all seen the Walmart scenarios where you have the guy who's there and he's acting like a jerk saying he's not going to wear a mask. What's the hammer that Walmart has in that instance? Well, it's that the government's behind them and that the police can actually come in and force this to be done. What the governor in Texas has done now is put businesses who are trying to adhere to policy in a worse position and going to have confrontation where, you know, they decided that everybody's going to wear a mask. These people have been showing up without masks with government help. Now, without government help, it's going to be a free-for-all down there.
All right, it's 8:50. We've got to take a break here. We'll be back with round three of Overtime with Kelly Markscores in Monterey next.
Hi.
All right, 8:54. Just letting everyone know that Kara Spencer will be joining Amy and Michael at 9:05. Tashara Jones on at 9:50. So they can talk a little bit more about what they'd like to do if elected mayor on April the 6th. And how about this, guys? We could see the ushering in of more companies doing the Charlie Brennan work week, a four-day work week. According to Bloomberg, the four-day work week is getting more popular in this age of working from home. Unilever currently conducting a year-long test of the shortened work week in New Zealand. Spain may also subsidize companies that offer that option. Amy, would you like a four-day work week?
Well, I mean, a four-day work week is great. I feel like it doesn't necessarily fit in with the way the United States operates. They, you know, we're more of a million miles an hour, and there's that a lot of ambition and entrepreneurial spirit. And I used to joke around because I make all sorts of jokes about, you know, the United States in a good way. For instance, we don't use the metric system. And I always joke, there's two types of countries in this world, those who use the metric system and those who have walked on the moon. And that's kind of like my joke. And someone always reminds me, using the metric system. A four-day work week, it sounds great. I don't think it's happening.
Michael?
I'm not going to be satisfied until we get a Hancock and Kelly radio work week, which is just one day a week. That is going to be the ideal work week. I got to tell you guys, I've been far more productive in the midst of COVID working from home and totally could probably slough off to a four-day work week. You know, we don't have to do all those nonsense meetings where you sit with people and for 10 minutes you talk about the weather. And then 5 minutes you talk about the Cardinals, and then 2 minutes mm-hmm. you actually get to the thing that you're there for. So, I mean, I don't know. I think people can do it. Yeah.
Well, and I guess I should say there are some people who do that, whether you're, you know, a nurse or you're working in retail, depending on your schedule, you know, where you're working super long shifts. To, you know, 3 or 4 days a week. I remember when I worked at a retail store, we changed the schedule so that we worked 4 10-hour days. That would be one way to do it.
Well, I think what people who've been working from home think now is there is no work week. It's you work all the time. So, it's a four-day work week, except you'll be working on Saturday and Sunday and whenever the boss needs something or can get in touch with you. So there's that. Here is What's on Tap, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage. Amy?
Yep, we'll be joined in just a minute by Kara Spencer and then later on Tashara Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.